Trot's Talk, our weekly Sky Sports radio podcast, is sponsored by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
And welcome to this week's edition of Trot's Talk for August 16. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Radder, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Well, plenty has been happening on the international front, Amanda. What's the latest on the World Drivers' Championship?
Yeah, look, well, it's taking place over in Canada at the moment. And as we're speaking right now, they have heats over at Georgina Downs, which is the third leg of the series. And heading into this meeting, the guys from Australasia really haven't been doing too badly at all. We've got defending champion Dexter Dunn. He was in fourth position. Shane Graham, who's representing Australia, is in fifth. And Mark Purden, representing New Zealand, is in eighth position. So currently, the driver from Finland at the top of the table, Mike Force, and James McDonald from Canada is in second. But Shane did win a heat earlier today and finished second in another one. So you'd think he'd be able to climb up the tally after today's meeting. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out after all the heats are run today. But there are still a couple more rounds of this World Drivers' Championship to take place in the next couple of days.
We had Greg Hayes from Canada last Sunday morning on Pacing Rewind, and he was saying that the locals are happy to dismiss Mark Purden. They reckon he's too old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said he was too old to win it.
Oh, geez, okay, poor Mark.
We tried to tell him that down here he's a king.
Yeah,
he wins everything.
He is. He's won every major harness racing event in the Southern Hemisphere. Poor Mark.
So we move to another round of heats after today, and then there's one more after that.
That's correct.
Okay, well, keep an eye on Shane Graham and the rest of the guys over there. Now, we've got the Breeders' Crown Heats to take place on Bendigo this Saturday, and My Sweet Chilly Filly will be heading down to Victoria.
Yeah, she's one of the main New South Wales hopes heading down this weekend, and I actually caught up with driver Chris Geary yesterday at Menangle, and he said all reports with this filly are really good, and he's happy with her draw. She's drawn number 9, so that's 2 on the second row. And Simon, she's unbeaten in 5 starts, and that includes 2 group victories. And yesterday Chris said to me, you know, we haven't seen the best of her yet, which is quite scary to think. She was scratched last start. She was meant to go head-to-head with Sicario at Menangle a couple of weeks ago, but Connection scratched her from the race. She pulled a shoe in the paddock just a few days prior to that race, and they were just taking a precaution. There was nothing wrong with her. So they're quite happy with her heading into this race on Saturday night. But it is quite a tough semi she's facing. You know, she's up against Molly Kelly and Nostra Beach. But, yeah, there's some really good racing all round that night, actually. For the 2 and 3-year-old pacers, they're the semi-finals of the Breeders' Crown, and so many well-credentialed runners, including Colt 31 for Grant Dixon. You know, he's won 7 of his 9 starts. Then you got New South Wales filly How's the Memory and the unbeaten Nostra Villa from the Emma Stewart camp. They're going head-to-head in the other 2-year-old filly semi-final. In the 3-year-old fillies semis, Breeders' Challenge winner, She's All Apple. She's up against Party On and Miss Graceland. And the other 3-year-old semi, Petacular, faces a few nice ones as well, including a new one for Craig Cross called Better Be Chevron. So the list goes on, Simon. Plenty of nice horse flesh down there. Motor Meteor, Sicario, Poster Boy, just to name a few others. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to watching it all unfold on Sky Racing this Saturday night.
That's Bendigo. Closer to home at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, the feature race is the Group 3 Baby Bling for the Mares, where with the Tab fixed odds, Gina Grace has gone up the $2.50 favourite ahead of Takara Truffle at $3.20. Looks a pretty competitive affair.
Yeah, it sure is. Look, there's a couple of Sydney mares missing from this field this weekend, like Millwood Liberty and Tack Taylor's Delight, as they've headed off to the breeding barn just last week. But, yeah, still a great race. The favourite, as you said, is Gina Grace, and she has a draw advantage and the gate speed as well to make the most of it. She was really impressive winning at Menangle last week, and Kevin Pizzuto, who trains this mare, his stable is in really good form at the moment. I like the value of Sally Fletcher in this race, Simon, as well. She's an underrated mare, and with the right amount of luck, she can win this. And Takara Truffle, she's another one, obviously, to add to the mix. She's the second favourite, as you just said. She is a 3-year-old, just to you know, keep things in perspective, and she is taking on the more seasoned mares. But that didn't stop her from winning the Group 3 Go Girlfriend Series just three starts ago. But, yeah, they're my three top horses for this race, Gina Grace, Sally Fletcher and Takara Truffle.
And with just two meetings to go, the New South Wales Metrop Drivers Premiership looks like it'll go to Todd McCarthy.
Yeah, well, he's kicked clear now with the lead. He's on 37 wins, and his brother Luke is next in line on 32 wins. And Chris Geary is in third with 31 wins. But Todd, he's currently overseas, as I mentioned in a couple of podcasts ago. He's over in Canada, but he returns next weekend. So who knows what will happen. Luke McCarthy will have to drive six winners in the next 2 weeks, and Todd will have to drive none for Luke to win the Metro Drivers Premiership. So I think Todd does have a comfortable lead. But as for the trainers, though, Simon, it's still close. John McCarthy holds the lead with 29 wins. Shane and Lauren Tritton the next with 27. But then you've got Kerry Ann Turner, Kevin Pizzuto, as well as Craig Cross. They're all on 26 wins each. So for the Metro Trainers Premiership, it looks a pretty tight battle again.
Yeah, that'll come down to the last couple of races on Saturday week, you'd think.
Yeah, most definitely. And all those stables, you know, the Trittons, McCarthy's, Turner, Pizzuto, Craig Cross, they're all well represented this weekend, and I'm sure it'll be the same case next weekend.
Now, the first round of Inter-Dominion nominations were received this week.
Yeah, they sure were for the 2017 edition that will be held over in Perth once again. And a media release from Racing and Wagering WA said that New South Wales pacer Tiger Tara has been nominated, as well as Yaya's Hotspot amongst the list of many contenders. They didn't release a full list, so I can't reveal that to the listeners, unfortunately. I did catch up with Shane Tritton yesterday to speak about Yaya's Hotspot, and they're really, you know, really excited and hope he can make it through this time. They believe he'll be suited by the smaller track at Gloucester Park, and he's proven that in recent years. And he's certainly, you know, got the credentials on board in his last preparation anyway to be a strong chance over there. So, yeah, good to see a few strong New South Wales hopes being nominated for the Inter-Dominion.
And talking of the Trittons, they're not long from setting up the nursery, and Lauren's going to make a comeback.
Yes, most definitely. So Lauren Tritton, or Lauren Pinella, as some of the listeners might remember her as, is set to make a comeback in the sulky. She obviously gave birth to their beautiful son, Levi, just 3 weeks ago. But when speaking to Shane yesterday, he did mention that Lauren has driven track work and fast work of late, and she's looking forward. She's about three or a few weeks off from driving. So they're hoping in September Lauren will be back driving.
Good stuff. I look forward to her return. Righto, Amanda, anything else for us?
No, that's about it. But, yeah, remarkably, considering Lauren, you know, has been on the sidelines, you know, pregnant and she hasn't driven for several months, she's still amongst the top 10 metropolitan drivers for this season. So it would have been amazing to see, you know, what she could have achieved if she wasn't on the sidelines. But, you know, she's given birth to a beautiful baby boy called Levi, Shane Tritton, and I'm sure that's a better prize than anything else she could receive.
Yeah, probably a name that we'll get to know in years to come from now.
Most definitely. I'm pretty sure, yeah, he's already... they've probably got a mini trotter lined up for him already.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Amanda. Enjoy the week ahead, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Will do. Thank you, Simon.